Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, the science now proves that firstborn children have higher IQ than their siblings. Remember that Nikola Tesla had a smarter older brother that died at a very young age. Imagine if the two of them had come to America instead of just one. Then the free energy revolution might have actually happened. And just so you know, both Einstein and Elon Musk are also the eldest siblings. Maybe the real reason older siblings are smarter is because they bang the younger ones' heads against the wall. Moving on, is drinking coffee now racist? Apparently it was created by black people, and by consuming it, you are actually building on racism. Black people didn't create coffee. They simply discovered the plant. If you want to know what this story is really about, it's that modern coffee is too expensive for most black people to afford. Next up will be a story about how the universe is racist, and how interstellar particles perpetuate white supremacy or something. Looks like someone woke the mythical cringe weasel. Number 3, this influencer split from her husband after her stepson got her preggers. Maybe she just got stuck in a dryer and her stepson tried to help her out, but he got stuck in her. This also sounds like a Pornhub title to me. She supposedly lost the baby 3 months later after a miscarriage. I don't think this story is true, and then it's just some engagement farming to boot. And you know exactly how many years she spent in prison for this? Zero. Up next, a socialist mayoral candidate in New York wants to abolish prisons, asking what purpose do they serve. This guy sounds like he wants to be the next Bane from The Dark Knight Rises. Remember that he also released the prisoners into the city. Of course, this is the same person that wants to abolish people owning boomsticks by claiming that they don't serve any purpose either. It's also as if Ma'am Danny here wants to compete to see who's worse, him or New Scum. Number 5, Spain is over. This Spanish activist Isabel was sentenced to a year in prison for saying things like Spain is Christian and non-Muslim, and that court claims that she attacked the dignity of Moroccan migrants. People don't learn from the lessons of history. Sooner or later, ethnic cleansing makes its return. Except this time, white nationalist Europeans might use a robotic army to force anyone that's not Caucasian out of the continent. People will eventually snap and either leave or fight. Moving on, the average 20-year-old man today has the same testosterone level as a 70-year-old man back in the 1970s. There are dozens of reasons, like microplastics, a lack of physical activity, sedentary lifestyle, soy and the estrogen in the water from all the birth control pills in the tap water. Don't drink tap water if you still want to be a man. Also, back in the 70s, the secret sauce to masculinity was the bench press and blow. Number 7, here are the top 5 highest-earning black actors in Hollywood. Funny, I don't seem to recognize the one in the back. Maybe he's that famous Bill Cosby that I keep hearing so much about. But whoever he is, he looks like he would make a great Iron Man. I'm also kind of pissed off that they didn't include Morgan Freeman in here. I guess this must be trying to be current year or something. Also, I don't think that one of these people in the front is even black. Up next, scientists found that women experience the most stress with their husbands when they're just lying on the couch doing nothing. This has to be the fastest way known to man to piss off a woman. Maybe instead what she could do to relieve her stress is blow him and make him a sandwich. On second thought, that would just annoy her even further. This guy would be making 5 figures a day, and she would still give him shit that he's not doing more. Number 9, this woman says that she was rejected from work at a TJ Maxx because of her face tattoos. No surprises there. Maybe she should try getting a job at Disneyland. I'm sure they would hire her. What's this world coming to when Satan's spider throat can't get a job working in a public capacity? She could also apply to work at a haunted house. Unfortunately, those are only seasonal jobs. Boo friggin' who. Moving on, yes, it's true that back in the days before enrichment, parents would just let their kids wander the neighborhood all day with no phone and just tell them to be back before dark. I remember being 6 or 7 exploring neighborhoods alone on my bicycle. no GPS tracker, and somehow I felt a lot safer. No Amber Alerts on phones, and you could just walk home from kindergarten. Today, to get your kids out of school, it's like getting them out of a prison. Number 11, you know that your country is messed up when a monkey attacks and saves a 6-year-old girl from being raped in India. Does this mean that some Indians are less moral than monkeys? Maybe some Indians are immoral monkeys that were reincarnated for doing bad things or something as a punishment. The monkeys are one of the reasons I don't want to go to India. The other is the thick male trash dump that surrounds Mumbai. And the Ganges River looks absolutely filthy. Up next, women in the WNBA want to be paid what they're owed. Looks like the WNBA loses $50 million a year and has never generated a profit since it started back in 97. You deserve $0, ladies. If anything, they're the ones that should be paying the WNBA for all the attention they're receiving. The truth is that no one cares about women's sports, not even women. The average salary in the WNBA is $72,000. They're already overpaid. Number 13, this guy says that women smell differently from the age of 16 to 23. He says they smell creamy and buttery. I would also add that I noticed this years ago, and it's more like a coconut cream. At the mall years ago, I could smell this even 20 or 30 feet away. It's no coincidence that they smell the best when they're the most fertile. I guess it's not my imagination, and pheromones aren't real. And past 28, they tend to smell like expired tuna and mothballs. Moving on, a nutritionist says that pizza is healthier than breakfast cereal. I agree. Pizza has cheese, meat, and tomato sauce, instead of just carbs and fortified vitamins that are found in that cereal. But in reality, neither of these things are very healthy for you. If you want to be healthy, then eat a paleo diet with no processed food. Carbohydrates are the root cause for most health issues today, and in nature, we rarely ate them. Our livers also can't process too many of them too quickly. Number 15, the sneaky Chinese gold digger got her 20 boyfriends to each buy her an iPhone, and then she sold all of them to make a down payment on one house. If a man had done this to 20 women, he'd be in prison right now. Also, does anyone remember that Japanese guy who had multiple girlfriends and told each of them that he had different birthdays so he would receive more presents? If he and this girl teamed up, they would be absolutely unstoppable. Up next, how old are you? Hey, wait a minute, where's my Atari 2600? Actually, I'm too old for that one, but the first one I got was the original NES. I once picked up an Atari at a yard sale and it sucked, so I sold it on eBay. I don't regret getting rid of it, but I did regret selling off a G.I. Joe Terradrome and tabletop arcade games that I found at yard sales. I also remember playing Pong a couple of times at a friend's house. Number 17, an atheist and believer are both stuck on an island, and someone says that God answered the believer's prayers by sending him an atheist to build a boat. In reality, is the believer a moocher for not helping to build the raft? What if there's only enough room and supplies for one man on that raft? I've always been under the assumption that God helps those who help themselves. The believer should be learning how to build his own raft from the atheist. Moving on, this woman says that she hates the rich without realizing that she's probably one of them. She also looks like she literally ate the rich. She also makes the very, very rich even richer by buying their products. She's probably in debt even though she makes close to six figures at a government job as a librarian. When I was young, fat Karens mostly kept to themselves. Today they go around in everyone's face telling them how they should live. Number 19, here's a man with a guilty conscience. He ended his wife and felt so bad that he traveled across multiple state lines to also end his ex-wife. Because unlike his current wife, the ex-wife deserved it. But he figured out he's probably going to go away for life. So he might as well commit to ending the ex-wife as well. His logic is solid at least, and you have to respect a man that does a job and doesn't leave it half finished. I wonder if he's from Florida. The call sign is from Cincinnati though. Up next, in 1987, Steve Rothstein bought a $250,000 air pass for American Airlines that allowed him unlimited first class travel. He ended up costing the airline $21 million before they eventually revoked it. Dude saw a great deal and he took it. Eventually, the case was settled out of court because Mr. Rothstein didn't do nothing wrong. He just beat the airlines at their own financial game, and they were pissed off about it. Someone should make a movie about this. Number 21, meanwhile in Canada, the government is urging Star Trek fans to stop spocking their fivers. This is an old meme, but it still checks out, because those are the old $5 bills in Canada. The new polymer ones are see-through, and it's hard to leave writing on them because they're now waterproof. If you think this is bad, then just remember that Canada's $10 bills also have a black woman on them, instead of one of our former leaders. Moving on, here's a grocery store in Houston. Looks like even during natural disasters, people don't want to eat vegan food. This was back when Hurricane Harvey came to town. Vegan food also tends to cost more money than the regular stuff, and its nutrient density is much lower. But I don't think that in a live or die scenario, any of us would actually say no to vegan food. Also, most vegan food isn't even real food, but a bunch of seasoned chemicals mixed together. Number 23, here's another WNBA crybaby. This one, Angel Reese, says that she's not bluffing and that female players will sit it out. Good. Since the league is already losing money, by not playing, they'll actually be doing the league a favor by saving it cash. Plus, you know, she most likely is lying, because if she wasn't, how would she get her attention and money? Imagine that. A group of women threatening to do something that nobody cares about. How stunning and brave. Up next, Andrew Tate and Richard Cooper were always against MGTOW, and now they believe in it, without even realizing it, when they say that there are no benefits to marriage for men. What they probably don't realize is that MGTOW means only two things: not getting married and not cohabitating with women. Everything else is just semantics. Love robots and artificial wombs will give men what they want without having to risk getting married one day soon. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell is happening to women out there these days? They're blimping up bigger and faster than ever. Some people are saying that these two pictures are in reverse order. But to that, all I have to ask is, where did all the extra skin go? Did she donate it or just eat it? Some people say that when you're young, the skin shrinks with you, and it remains elastic. So long as you weren't overweight for too long, that is. I don't know what to believe anymore. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.